I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go back to training camp and take us up to now. What was this whole season like for you as a rookie year in the NHL?
It was a crazy year for me. Coming to camp, not too sure what's going to go on. Play my 9 games, not too sure what's going to go on. So it was definitely a hectic year, and one I'll never forget. It was pretty awesome to play with this group of guys, and it was a dream come true to play my first year in the NHL.
What was your reaction that the season ended with Don being let go?
It's obviously, everyone knows it's the NHL. It's unfortunate for sure. I really, really appreciate Don. Obviously this is my first year in the NHL, and, I owe him a lot of credit, for a lot of things I learned this year. He's been super influential, obviously. For my first year in the league, he taught me so much. So I got to thank him a ton.
How much of a reality check is that for that this is a big business?
Yeah, everyone already knows, it's a business. You gotta have success in this league. It's definitely a reality check. It's my first time kind of seeing a coach get fired, firsthand. It's definitely a reality check.
In what ways do you feel like you took a step the second half of the season?
I think I just kind of got used to the pace a bit. Obviously, it's a jump from junior. I'd say the biggest thing was just getting used to the pace and kind of getting more adapted to the league.
Zach, I know, obviously, after your first year in the NHL, you have some time now to sort of reflect. Is there anything, any early goals that you sort of have that you maybe want to achieve next season?
My main focus this offseason is to get stronger. I felt pretty good in battles, but I want to win more. I think strength's my biggest key this offseason. Obviously, you want to improve your all-around game, but, my biggest focus is definitely the strength part.
What have you been able to learn from Dalene through this season?
I've learned a lot from him. He's a true professional. He brings 110% effort every day, whether it's practice, game. Living with him, you learn a lot too, away from the rink. You learn that he takes such good care of his body. He's always ready to go. He's always doing whatever he can to make himself a better player. And living with him, I really got to see the behind the scenes, and I'm super grateful for that.
Was he a tough landlord?
Not at all. It was awesome. Him and his girlfriend Carr were great to me all year, cooking meals and making sure I was eating good. So it was awesome. I'm super thankful.
You know, you're wearing the Team Canada gear after everything you've done this year. Are Worlds in your summer plans or no?
I don't think so. I haven't received a call yet, so I don't think so. But I guess you never know.
You've been going since September. It's been a lot. How will you kind of come down from this? How will you, recharge after the season or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably take the next week off, just kind of relax, reflect on the year. But yeah, I think that's kind of the main thing. It's just take a week off, do a bit of golf and reflect on the year and then get right into it.
What was it like for you to deal with the mental part of being in the NHL, whether it was, it seemed like refs were on you a little extra maybe than some other guys, maybe veterans trying to get in your head. What was all that like for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. Obviously, you don't like when you get a penalty, so that part wasn't awesome. But, yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool to go against guys that you dreamed of playing against. You know, obviously, they have tricks up their sleeve, you know, to try and get you to take a penalty or something. But, no, it was really cool to play against them. And, you know, I just look forward to playing against them next year as well. Yeah, I mean, the biggest takeaway is probably just kind of how strong they are on their sticks. You know, the veteran guys, you know, they don't really lose too many battles. And if they do, it's super hard to win against them just because how strong they are on their stick. And that's something that I really took away was just the extra effort you can put on your stick to make a play or win the battle.
Zach, a lot of the guys in this locker room, whether it was over the last 2 days or even the season, were, you know, just really impressed with you being so young and able to step into the role that you had. How much does that mean to you to know that you so young have the trust of some of the guys that are around you in this locker room?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. You know, obviously we have a lot of talented players in this room. You know, since day one, they've welcomed me in, and I'm super grateful for that. But yeah, it's super awesome to kind of have their trust and know that I can just go out there and play my game.
How much have you talked to Matt Savoy, and just what can you tell us about how hungry he is to get here and maybe get him?
Yeah, I actually talked to him, I don't know, probably a week ago. They're in the midst of their playoff run, and they're looking really good. But yeah, obviously Savvy's a heck of a hockey player, and you know, he's doing some great things this year. I don't know if you guys seen, but, you know, he's putting up a lot of points. And, you know, obviously it's not too much of a surprise after what he did last year too. So, yeah, I know he's, you know, I imagine he's super hungry to get back to camp and kind of give it a full go. Obviously last time this year he got injured, which was super unfortunate. But, yeah, no, I guarantee that he's hungry coming into camp. Yeah, I'm going to train in Burnaby with Kaibo Hockey and then skating coach Barb Edelbaum, and then work out right in a facility that's like 5 minutes from the rink. So, you know, I skated with those two last year too, and it was really good. And I look forward to kind of getting back there and working on my craft.
I know I asked you this a week ago and you didn't have an answer then, but today is sometimes a day that brings reflection. In everything you went through this year, have you learned anything new about yourself, just as a person, as a player?
I don't know. I don't know what to say for that.
That's okay. That's okay. You're just given the chance. That's all it's about.
Any time for the family business this summer, you think? Or maybe
Yeah, I might go for a couple weekends. I'm thinking this weekend they're pretty close to my hometown, so I'll go out there, check it out, maybe hop in the mini to understand. We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.